Welcome to Third Coast Training. If you are serious about optimizing your endurance performance, the first rule you need to internalize is this. The scale does not dictate your potential. True performance is not determined by body weight alone. It is driven by sport-specific body composition, your power-to-weight ratio, how you distribute your training load, and your physiological resistance to fatigue. And that is precisely why triathletes, cyclists, and runners each require completely distinct physiological adaptations and training strategies. Success comes down to balancing lean mass preservation, strategic fat reduction, and intensity management, all tailored to the unique mechanical and metabolic demands of your discipline. Chasing arbitrary weight targets is counterproductive. Instead, you must optimize the specific physical traits that actually drive speed and efficiency in your chosen sport. Let's break down sport-specific body composition and physiology. Body fat and muscle distribution vary significantly across endurance disciplines. For example, elite male triathletes typically maintain 6 to 12% body fat, with females sitting at 15 to 23%. General endurance athletes usually range from 6 to 13% for men and 14 to 20% for women. Now, swimmers operate under different mechanics. They often carry 10 to 20% for males and 15 to 25% for females, because that additional fat actually improves buoyancy and stabilizes body position in the water. But listen closely to the safety margins. Health guidelines strictly warn against dropping below 3% for men and 8% for women. Triathletes also uniquely develop greater upper body lean mass due to swimming demands, whereas cyclists and runners prioritize lower body efficiency. Cardiovascular capacity follows those same sport-specific patterns. Elite cyclists can reach 70 to 75 milliliters per kilogram per minute, with exceptional performers hitting up to 82.5. Well-trained males typically average 50 to 60, and females 40 to 50. Keep in mind that cardiovascular capacity naturally declines by roughly 2% annually after age 30, which means veteran competitors must adjust their training strategies and recovery protocols accordingly. That brings us directly to training volume, intensity, and periodization. Your training load is strictly limited by impact stress and sport mechanics. Elite cyclists can safely log 20 to 40 hours weekly due to low joint impact, while runners cap out at 12 to 16 hours weekly to avoid overuse injuries. Elite triathletes balance 22 to 24 hours across three disciplines, though research clearly shows amateur triathletes gain no performance benefit beyond 14 to 20 hours weekly. When we program intensity distribution, we follow two primary models. Polarized training splits your volume into 75 to 80% easy work and 15 to 20% hard efforts. Pyramidal distribution uses a 70, 20, 10 split across easy, moderate, and hard zones. Polarized training is generally superior for VO2max improvements in highly trained athletes. Most triathletes begin their base phases with a pyramidal distribution and shift to polarized as race day approaches. Regardless of whether you use traditional or block-based periodization models, research shows minimal performance differences when the program is consistently executed. Strength training is essential, but it must be sport-specific. Triathletes should train 3 times weekly off-season and once in season, while cyclists train twice off-season and once in season. The focus always remains on compound movements to enhance power without adding unnecessary bulk. Core and hip stability work significantly reduces injury risk. In fact, targeted exercises like Copenhagen planks have been shown to cut groin injuries by 41%. Now, let's talk about the strongest predictor of endurance performance, your power-to-weight ratio. Measured in watts per kilogram, this ratio is critical for climbing and acceleration. Elite cyclists achieve 5.5 to 6.5 watts per kilogram. Professional triathletes sit at 4 to 4.75, and recreational athletes typically range from 2.25 to 3.5. Because cycling expends approximately 80% of energy, just overcoming gravity on a 6% grade, relative power matters far more than absolute output. But beyond power and VO2max, there is another factor that separates the good from the elite: durability. Durability is defined as fatigue resistance during prolonged exercise, and it operates as an independent performance determinant. It has zero correlation with traditional metrics, yet it directly impacts your ability to maintain pace as your heart rate and energy expenditure drift over time. The data backs this up completely. Trained runners experience only a 1.2% VO2max decline after 1 hour of moderate running, compared to a 5% drop in active adults. Their running economy also deteriorates 4 times slower than recreational runners. As we move through the competitive calendar, body composition shifts predictably. Triathletes can reduce fat mass by up to 34.6%, dropping from 7.9 kilograms to 5.16 kilograms, and lower body fat from 10.43% to 7.33% by race day. Smart athletes intentionally carry 2 to 3 kilograms above race weight during the off-season to support immune function and meet metabolic demands during high-volume training. As competition approaches, fat loss accelerates, particularly in the abdominal region. Despite aggressive caloric deficits, lean mass remains largely protected through consistent training and high protein intake. Low-intensity activity preserves 29% more arm lean mass than complete rest, while 8 hours of walking reduces leg muscle loss by 57%. Even with these safeguards, triathletes typically lose approximately 4.1% of muscle mass over a 9-month season, which underscores the absolute need for strategic nutrition and resistance training. So, what are the critical takeaways for your training? Endurance performance optimization requires moving beyond the scale to track sport-specific metrics. Power-to-weight ratio, running economy, and swim efficiency are far more predictive of race results than body mass alone. Training volume must respect physiological limits. Cyclists tolerate high hours, runners require impact management, and triathletes must carefully balance 3 disciplines. Intensity should follow polarized or pyramidal models based on your current training phase, with strength work focused on functional power and injury prevention. Seasonal fat loss is a calculated process that demands adequate protein and resistance training to preserve lean tissue. Ultimately, durability, efficient energy utilization, and an optimized power-to-body mass ratio are the true drivers of elite endurance performance. Tailor your physique and your training to your specific sport's demands. Stop chasing arbitrary weight targets and start building the engine that will carry you across the finish line. Train smart, stay consistent, and see you on the mat.